If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson's pushing for the compliance right now. Steve, if you know compliance, you know everything.
Compliance.
If you know compliance, if you're able to,
that
means you know everything. So that's the biggest spot. You can, all of a sudden you're in compliance for like 5 years, and all of a sudden you want to go someplace else within the company. You know everything.
You know how to comply.
You know all the rules of the whole, you learn the whole business.
God dang it.
And learning that on Landman, you got to know all the business.
Okay.
You know everything about oil.
So you're learning.
I'm learning about oil. Yeah.
Did you watch it last
you're
night?
You're ag and oil now, Bill.
I'm into ag and oil. Did not because the game was on.
Look at Bill.
I love it.
I'm going to learn a lot.
You're expanding.
Expanding like that.
Ag and oil.
I want to be one of those. I want to work in the patch.
We should have got into oil.
We should have been oil. Imagine us doing oil.
Yeah.
Like we could have done it. Driving trucks around and whipping around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
It could have worked.
We could have smoked cigarettes.
Tough life, though.
If we stopped at the little cafe they always stop at in the Patch Cafe, I'd liked it there. That'd been fun.
Lori Trix has got a relative who works down there from Ashland, goes up and back. Man, he tells me stories. Whew.
Yeah.
That's not working an oil patch.
Yeah, it'd be something. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's not for the weak hearted.
No, not at all. I mean, I know you detassel, but this might be a little bit more. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder.
I wonder.
Could Swarovski do oil?
Swarovski would thrive in that world.
Yes.
He ever shut up, Swarovski?
He was a Marine.
He's a Marine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a Marine. I took him on the bus.
Did you? All right, I knew. On your way to Ottawa? Could someone please chime in? Is it still a toll bridge on Decatur? Or they don't
have help
toll
us
bridge.
Out with that breaker.
Imagine trying to pay for a bridge in a nickel at a time.
Is Ottawa really due north of Manawa? I'm going to look that up right
due
now.
Due north.
How do you know
it's
stuff
due
like
north.
That?
I thought we were going to do Bill's. I thought we were going to do Bill's Thrills.
We're doing Bill's Thrills right
no,
now.
We're Ottawa's
here
at.
We go. Bill's Thrills.
All right. Right.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Anyone in Decatur or Ottawa today gets 20% off. Randy just texted me.
No way.
Yes, 20% off. Yes, he's going
Ottawa
or Decatur.
He's going over state
lines. He's going to cross state lines. Now, he's got to do it early, late at night or early in the morning. He's kind of undercover. He'll be in an unmarked vehicle. Crossing straight lines with
the feds are watching.
Feds are watching for this.
Just real fast before you get into it, you would just nail stuff. He presents himself as a dunce, and he knew right away, it is exactly due north of Manawa.
Yeah.
Like, you just drive straight north, and you'll hit
Ottawa.
1 hour.
1 hour.
God.
See?
Because it's close to Norfolk. You know that region really well.
It's not even close to Norfolk at all. It's not remotely close to Norfolk. It's on its way to Sioux City. It's not even close to Norfolk.
You know
that area well. Even though.
Just due to Bill's Thrills.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What are we doing today?
We are doing Dr. Love.
The
today.
Love.
Oh, we're doing Dr. Love right now.
Yes.
We are. So please call or text in right now, 464-5685. Dr. Love begins right now.
Doctor Love.
Dr. Love begins today. Again, 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. This is actually not a question or...
It goes back to a statement?
Yeah, it goes back to our first segment. You'll like this, Bill, okay. Because you mentioned that you were watching the game last night with Laura.
Yes.
And she yelled about the two-point conversion. Yes. Someone is behind. I'll read the text here. This is from an unnamed texter. Okay. Says this. I'm a little behind this morning, so I just heard it. But I, as a woman and football-oriented, did the same thing as Laura. I didn't realize the score. When my husband said go for two, I said, no, kick it and tie it up. Then realizing the score, I said, oh, yeah, go for two. LOL.
LOL, that was Laura. Exactly. Off the couch.
She's not by herself here.
She's on the couch. So she's like, what are they doing? First of all, she goes, Tom Osborne wouldn't do that. And I'm like, what does that even have to do with anything? And then I go, you got to kick it. And I go, why? I go, are you aware? Are you aware? I said that they're ahead. Mm. Oh.
You got to lock in.
Then go for two, she said. Yes.
You got to lock
in. Thank you for somebody else being in the same boat.
Break. So she's not alone. Okay, Laura is not alone in this life.
Thank you.
On that regard.
She's good.
Good deal.
Okay. This is from Eric. Alphabet says,
Eric.
Here we go. Let's lock in.
He says, I am looking for new ways for dates for my wife. And I also want to have a New Year's resolution tied to as well. Is there a way to tie two things together, Bill? Resolutions and new dates, possibly.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. And resolutions can be just like getting out of, out of your shell, being comfortable doing something uncomfortable, going to a different spot. So this could based off, some people might say, well, a lot of the resolutions are, I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm going to live better. I'm going to eat better. So that you have the fitness part together. But I would think about this. Think about areas that you don't go to. Something that is within, like right now, like that, the south part of the state, like down to the Auburn area and stuff in that area down there. I don't really go to that area. So if you pick out different areas,
go to the Benson district.
Go to Bellevue. There's places to eat and there's different spots. And just be like, let's go to so and so. Yeah, we've eaten there the whole time. Don't even give us the menu. So pick out different spots and with a little bit of travel. Because here's what you want: You want a little window time. That's a chance to talk through some things. You're uninterrupted. Have times for conversations. But find out, or it could be like I saw something the other day. There's a couple. Of a deal like that. It was another Neil Diamond thing it's at the Orpheum. There's like a musical. I'm like, that interests me. So that'd be something, ask yourself, ask your wife, have you been to a musical? Have you been to a Broadway type play? Have you done this? Those type of things, like going, you know what? That is way out of my, out of what we've normally done. Pick something out of that nature. And then that's also a resolution of doing something different and also involves dates.
Wonderful
look
advice.
Look at that.
Do it.
Just prepared for the segment.
Well, I try to take some. No, I don't take any notes. I try to hit it off the top of my head.
You did that well, though. Go to a place you don't.
Well,
go
I read about all these. Well, I just written just the other day. I was talking to my sister, and she talked about this steakhouse called Two Bills in Clearwater, Nebraska. And I'm like, okay, I've never heard of this. That would be a great trip to make. Hey, let's just go
Where's
to this
that?
Clearwater.
Where's that?
South of Neely. And so that'd be a place I'm going. Okay,
Northeast Nebraska.
Northeast Nebraska. That'd be close to your Norfolk area. Not nowhere close to Ottawa, not even remotely close to Ottawa. But that would be something, again, to say, okay, branch out a little bit, try something different,
Clearwater.
And go for a drive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next up, this is from Ryan. So this may sound unique, but I am very competitive, and I suck at golf, but my girlfriend was an elite high school golfer.
Ooh.
She wants me to play golf with her more, but I hate losing. How do I go around this?
Dr. Love.
This is from Ryan, Bill.
Because you could be in
He's
those
competitive.
Shoes, too.
It's fine. It's real simple. Compete with yourself. So you're not trying to compete with her. You're trying to compete with your score. So if you were you played 9 holes and you shot a 52, all of a sudden the next time you went 49. So you want to be highly competitive and just think about competing with yourself and competing with the golf course.
Yeah.
The person next to you over here has nothing to do with it. That is the number one way to do it. And then that way it's like then you can have some – you have a little bit of success with being like, you know what? I shot a 46 today in 9 holes, and I shot 52 yesterday, or whatever it is.
That's legit advice, right?
That's how you fight that off. And then most likely, she's probably going to be pretty supportive of you. And if you get a little bit better, here's the key to golf. If you play 18 holes,
I like this.
If you play 18 holes and get beat by 18, or if you play 9 and get beat by 9, but it's only like a stroke a hole, no one even notices. Jake gets a par, you get a bogey, he doesn't notice that. What he does know is a snowman. He notices if all of a sudden, all of a sudden, you're hitting second and you're in the trees at 100 yards off the tee box. And you're going like, it's 320 to the hole. You're fine. Hit away. You know, like that. That's not fun to play with, is it, Jake?
No.
But if someone's out there and you're on the green and they're off and they're on the fringe and they're chipping, you don't even know.
Nope.
You have no idea. So you're just trying to get one stroke better. So you could get beat by 18 and 18 holes would be like, no one has any idea.
The only thing I'd want you to do is lower your voice a little bit, Dr. Love. Okay. Dr. Love, remember.
Well, I got excited about that.
Yeah, I got excited.
That wasn't really good advice.
That really was, but that wasn't a romantic. I only go down here when it's romantic.
Oh.
I get to that part, you know?
God, that's good advice, though.
Lower your voice.
Yes. I'll try to. Thank you. I don't think it was right for that question.
That's true. He's right. Next up. Lisa says this, we just got married within the last year, and I did not realize before we got married that my husband has a major snoring problem.
Okay.
How can I suggest do something about this without just trying to kick him every night? Is there a way to go about
it? I'm just going
to
say this right now. The kicking does not work, and there's never a time that also on the other side where you go, well, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you punching me in the ribs while I was sleeping. That's a great... So the first thing is that's no good. So the next thing is you got to go through, okay, what is it? So first thing, be professional about it. Go to a sleep therapist. Go to this, how can I avoid this? Is it CPAC? CPACs are hard because they're hard to stop. John just came in here just now, had trouble with the CPAC. That's why he's late today.
What's a CPAC?
It's that, the CPAP? Thing, CPAP, where you sleep with that thing on.
CPAP?
Yeah. I always call it CPAC.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question is this,
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes elevation changes, which means if you get the bed that has the... Sometimes you can change the elevation.
That helps.
And if that helps a little bit like that, sometimes... So she could... What was her name again?
That's Lisa.
Lisa, you can control the remote. And you might be able to, as he's snoring... Elevate him, do something different with that.
You imagine and then also, having that power.
So that's a way to think about it also. And then just see if he's willing to say, okay, what is the best device? Usually it's a mouthpiece, some sort of a sleeping device, which is not good. Somehow I quit snoring. I'm not sure you can ask Laura this. I don't snore anymore. I'm not sure how that can happen. But I don't snore
Nothing's
anymore.
Changed in your Nothing's life in changed. Terms of mattress no, or
I just
pillow.
Just quit snoring. I think I just made a mental.
What a blessing.
What a commitment I made.
What yes. a blessing.
So I would look at being professional about it, see what you can be able to get done. Open conversation. Again, the knee to the rib cage, not helping at all.
Kick.
Kick, not going to help at all. Yeah, not going
to
do anything.
I used to whip shoes at my brother's head,
yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
Didn't help, did it?
Probably didn't help.
It didn't help, and he didn't even wake up sometimes. Yeah. Like, I threw that thing hard. We slept in the same room across the room, and I would literally get a shoe and throw it at his head.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that to your spouse.
Last one for the week. Unnamed texter says, my wife's birthday was yesterday. I considered getting her a vacuum, but sent her flowers at work instead. How did I do, Dr. Love?
Well, you did fine. I probably would have doubled down. I'd have stayed with the vacuum.
Or both.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I would have stayed with the vacuum. I really would.
Vacuums.
Flowers, in my opinion, are meant to be sent only at one time. One time do flowers get sent. And that is a unique time, which means a Tuesday in March when it means nothing. All of a sudden, it's like, I just got flowers from my husband. And is it your birthday? No. Is it anniversary? Nope. No. Is it first day you met? No. Just he was Tuesday. Just thinking about you today. That's when flowers deliver.
That's Dr. Love.
Because sometimes flowers can be a little bit like, did you work real hard at it? So do you just wait? Or just, yes, you all of a sudden hit you about 4:30 for tomorrow.
Yeah, run the Hy-Vee. Good flower department.
Get some flowers and send that. Yeah.
It's a last minute deal.
The vacuum actually shows more love. It shows more time to like that. Hey, I went to wherever. I researched and this is what I've got.
It's tricky.
It's tricky, but I'm telling you, flowers are only meant for one time of the year.
Don't do the flower thing.
Yeah, flowers on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yawner.
Really?
Yeah. Yawner. No, do a vacuum for.
That's good advice.
Now that will if you get a note or flowers at a weird time, your wife's going to be ecstatic. So I would look at I would stick with the vacuum idea. But that's how I feel about Dr. Love.
Mm. I love that advice. That's good advice.
That was pretty good.
So the other ones weren't? Is that what you were
saying? No, all of it was.
So they're all good today.
No, that was good. That was good, Dr. Love. I just like to hear the voice lower. I don't mean
sexual. Well, usually if it's something in the bedroom.
The tone comes with the question.
Yeah, the tone comes with the question. I couldn't do it on golf. I couldn't, competitive golf. I couldn't go, well, on the back nine. Here's what I'm thinking. I couldn't do that. It didn't work.
You could have tried. We would have cracked up, though. It wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah, it would have been good.
I like that voice. I'm not in that way. I mean, it's funny. Oh.
That is Dr. Love for Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting here on a Friday. It is time to play the game show.
Here
give
we
us
go.
A call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys have already clinched a winning week, 3-1. So today's just gravy. If you win, today's topic, Film Friday, Bill's favorite. Today's topic is movies from Samuel L. Jackson. You think you know your Samuel L. Jackson movies?
That's Bolt's crew right there.
Is it really?
Those Stevens guys, and Smith Construction.
Yeah, they respond directly to Bolt.
That's Bolt's crew?
Yeah, Bolt. Yeah, Bolt.
Look at that operation.
Bolt oversees like 200 people every day.
You're kidding me.
200 people.
Bolt.
Concrete. Yes.
What's Bolt's first name?
What's that? Dave.
Dave
T. Bolt.
Bolt's just a nickname.
Oh, Bolt's not even his name.
T. Bolt. But it was like, it's like T-H-I-B-O. So we always called him Thibault. I did. Dave Thibault.
Thibault.
Yes.
We haven't seen him either.
Yeah, where you been, Bolt? Yeah.
I don't know. He used to come in.
He's doing motivational speaking now, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing motivational speaking
now.
No kidding. Yeah, absolutely. He's really good at it.
I'll be damned.
If you think you know your Samuel L. Jackson movies, call us right
I'll
now.
I'll be damned.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic on Film Friday is Samuel L. Jackson. You guys feel okay about this? No?
No, not at all. No. Sip? And I love Samuel L. Jackson. And I'll be able to describe the movie to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little worried.
You're worried.
I like him, though. Yeah.
All right. Wait, James, how do you feel about Samuel L. Jackson movies today?
Good.
Okay.
Is this James Higgins?
I don't think it's James Higgins.
Okay, it's not James Higgins.
It is our James, though. James calls a lot. He's a good friend of the show.
This was James Hughes at our party.
He was. Yes, that James. You.
Hi, James.
James?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, not much.
How
are
you? Man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
All right, first question to James. Bill, a lifeline for one
didn't
question
see that,
as always.
Didn't see man coming.
James, first question. What 1997 movie features Samuel L. Jackson as an arms dealer who tries to use a flight attendant to help smuggle him money, only to have her turn on him and take $500,000 from him?
Oh, no. Very nice of her.
James, are you in your car turning?
Stay with us, James.
Sounds like you've got a blinker on there.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah. Oh! I thought that was
it. It is not snakes.
Hey, say that again now.
What? 1997 movie. That was like 2004 for Sex and Employment.
Okay.
Features Samuel L. Jackson as an arms dealer who tries to use a flight attendant to help smuggle him money, only to have her turn on him and take $500,000 from him. You don't have to take this.
No, I don't even know. I've never even heard of it.
The movie's called Jackie Brown.
Oh, we should have known that twice. God,
you should have known that.
You gotta be kidding me.
Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
Seen it twice. How did I not?
Was it description fair?
It's pretty good. I mean, there's a couple.
That's the IMDb description.
Doesn't sound very fair to me. Sound like we got
okay.
00
Lock in, Bill.
Sip first question.
Come on, doctor.
What 1996 movie features Samuel L. Jackson as Carl Lee Haley, a black man who was accused of murdering two men who raped his 10-year-old daughter, sparking a rebirth of the KKK? Also has Sandra Bullock and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I got that.
You got it?
Mississippi Burning.
Confidently wrong on that one. Do you want that, James, or not?
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Time to Kill.
That would be correct.
Time to
Brilliant.
Kill.
Don't know if I thought through it, had a chance, but...
Well, okay, yeah. You didn't know.
I wasn't like it was a lock, no.
A Time to Kill. That was a book we read in...
John Grisham.
Yes. It was required reading in high school.
James, this is for the win, up 1-0. What 1998 movie features Samuel L. Jackson as a police negotiator who is accused of corruption and murder and takes hostages in a government office to give him the time he needs to find the truth? Also has Kevin Spacey in this movie.
Is it called The Negotiator?
Brilliant!
Never heard of it. The Negotiator is correct, and James is winning.
Can we change Film Friday to something different?
No, we cannot. You guys have won on Film Friday before, many times.
Hey, say something to James.
James, congrats.
Thank you, James.
You win bagels, calling on the road. Nice
Come see us.
All right, James.
Randy.
Drop to Randy.
It was Randy.
That was good.
That was good. Was good. Randy. I like that.
That was good.
That was good. Thank you.
James good has job. Got some charisma, doesn't he?
Henry, he's going across state lines. He'll be in Ottawa today.
Hey, James is a great listener, by the way.
He is. This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. You go over under Bill's answer. Bill, Samuel L. Jackson's first listed role in a movie was in the movie called Together for Days. What year did that come out?
Together for Days, 1974.
Ooh, good.
Before or after?
It was a little after that.
No, it was not. 1972.
Oh.
Was good year, so number. Almost nailed it. You good guys have been very good on your guesses this
Thanks.
Week.
Thanks, Jake.
The tiebreaker has been, I mean, Bill was 30 people off for
Laramie,
Wyoming's population.
72. Yeah. Wow. He's old. So how old is
he? Oh, yeah. He's got to be like mid-80s.
Well, take a guess.
I'm 79.
I'm going to say he's in his 80s now.
Hang on. I'm typing.
Samuel Jackson.
He's still doing Capital One commercials, so he's still around. Yeah. 77.
Huh. Good God.
Just turned 77 in late December.
That's inspirational. Yeah. We can still work at 77.
Imagine us still doing the show.
Hey, Dr.
You won't
Love.
Sound like that at 77. Come on.
We won't.
I don't think.
We'll age gracious.
87, maybe. 77, you got your vocal cords still going on.
811.
Yes.
We might have to start doing.
We haven't Sean on.
We might start.
No, we're not.
Sean's coming on?
No.
Sean was yesterday. Talk about your... vacation has been snubbed.
Yeah, he called you after the show about that.
Yeah,
touchy subject.
Well, you did, Sean. Take this is we're going to HR on this one.
There's going no to HR.
There's well, that's gonna I don't be, work that's at another any, thing.
Yeah,
Sean is HR. Is
Sean's
key.
HR? We're speaking, coming after you.
Sean speaking. HR here.
Yeah.
Hour there's no three. HR here either.
No.
God,
no.
There's not, because Jake would be in big trouble.
So would Connor.
You're not wrong. We all would. Hour 3 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.